Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the virtues of jihad. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن في الجنة 100 درجة أعدها الله للمجاهدين في سبيل الله ما بين الدرجتين كما بين السماء والأرض رواه البخاري. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said there are 100 stages in paradise, 100 stages in Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the mujahideen in the path of Allah. So there's 100 stages in Jannah which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the mujahideen. It is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The distance between one stage and the next stage is the distance between the heavens and the earth. In other words, such a big distance between the heavens and the earth is one stage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared 100 stages for the Jannah, for the mujahideen in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll explain a little bit more when we do this next hadith. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من رضي بالله ربا. This hadith here is teaching us, this one we're doing now, is teaching us what great reward is for a person just being happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as his Lord, being happy with our deen, being Islam, and being happy with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being our Nabi and our Rasul. Just being happy with that, what great reward there is for this. And Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, wana radiya billahi rabba, wa bil islami deena, wa bi muhammadin rasula sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wajabat lahu al-jannah. Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who is happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as his Lord, is happy with Islam as his deen, and he is happy with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his messenger, wajabat lahul jannah, jannat becomes wajib upon this person. So Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu is narrating, he said, فَعَجِبَ لَهَا أَبُو سَعِيدٍ. So this actually impressed Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu so much. Imagine Sahaba, they were in tune and in touch. We hear something like this, okay, Jannat becomes wajib on a person, it doesn't affect us so much. He became so affected, he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال فقال أبو سعيد فقال أعدها علي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just repeat what you said. Just repeat what you have said. فأعادها علي. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated this again. ثم قال وأخرى يرفع الله بها العبد 100 درجة في الجنة. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after repeating this, he said, I'll show you something else also. And he mentioned this part of the hadith. وَأُخْرَى يَرْفَعُ اللَّهُ بِهَا الْعَبْدُ 100 درجة فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises his servant by 100 stages in Jannah. مَا بَيْنَ كُلِّ دَرَجَتَيْنِ كَمَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Between every two stages is the distance between the heaven and earth. قَالَ وَمَا هِيَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. He asked, what is it, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, قال الجهاد في سبيل الله, الجهاد في سبيل الله. That is striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise a person by 100 stages. Each stage is the distance between the heavens and the earth. Ulama explained something from this hadith very beautiful. Is that this man radiya billahi rabba. A person, he's happy when he says happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his Rabb. Whatever Allah Pak has chosen for him, he's happy with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen a certain amount of income for him, I'm happy with that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sometimes chosen for him sickness, he's happy with that. Sometimes he's got some type of difficulty, he's happy with that. He's got good health, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's happy with that. Allah Pak wants me to read 5 times daily salah, I'm happy with that. Allah Pak wants me to wake up in summer so early for Fajr salah, I'm happy with that. Allah Pak wants me to discharge my zakat, I'm happy with that. Allah Pak wants me from time to time to respect my parents, respect my elders, to show courtesy and kindness, and to show mercy upon the young ones, I am happy with that. So whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from me, I am happy with that. This is what is meant by رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا. I am happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as my Lord. That what my Allah wants from me, I am very happy with that. What situation my Allah Pak puts me in, I am happy with that condition. I don't complain because I know it is from Him. Yes, sometimes a person will feel sad. Sometimes a person may feel pain. Sometimes he may feel hurt. He doesn't complain. In his heart, he's happy. The architect of this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَضِيَ بِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ. The person is happy with Islam and his deen. Whatever is the requirements of Islam is, this person is happy. He's happy and he's happy to be a Muslim also. He doesn't feel shy that, why do I have to keep a beard in public? Why do I have to dress like a Muslim? Why do I have to act like a Muslim? Why do I have to be different from everybody else? Everyone is enjoying themselves in entertainment, enjoying themselves in football, enjoying themselves in cricket. They all can enjoy it. Why do I have to be different? Oh, he doesn't think like that. I am happy. This is what Islam requires me to do. This is how the outward aspects of Islam require me to be. I am very happy with that. This is what is meant by رَضِيَ بِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ. And then وَرَضِيَ بِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَسُولًا. And I am happy with Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم as my Rasul. That whatever the sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is, I'm happy with every single sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every single sunnah, every single practice of his, I'm very happy with. Now when a person has got this condition in, wajabat lahul jannah, jannah becomes wajib for such a person. Such an easy thing, just to have this internal condition that I'm happy with everything. I'm not complaining, I'm not showing any kind of disgust. There's one incident Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Sam rahmatullahi would mention. He said there was once a person that had passed away in Saudi Arabia in Medina Sharif, and this person was buried there naturally in Jannatul Baqi, and there was another person that had passed away in France, and this person was buried in France. But the time came when they had to reopen the qabr now to bury somebody else in Jannatul Baqi, and when they reopened the qabr, they found to their surprise that this was a French person that was now buried. And somebody from amongst the crowd had recognized that person. And he was amazed that this person is now, as Mawlana Masihullah Sam rahmatullahi alayhi would mention this incident, he was amazed that that person is buried here. He made him out, he happened to be there. So he was very, very surprised. So when they investigated and went back, this person was actually buried in France, how come his body is here? So when they went and investigated, and they found that dead person that was actually buried there in Medina Sharif, his body had been transferred to France, and that person that had been buried in France, his body had been transferred here to Medina Sharif. When they investigated as to what happened, they found out that this person that was buried in France, he had a great love. He had a great love for Islam. He was a revert. He had a great love for Deen. He had a great love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him by transferring his body to Medina Sharif. And when they inquired about that person, it was buried there in Medina, how come he got transferred out? And then it was mentioned that this person, although being a Muslim, in his heart he would always question. And this one question used to come into his mind, that why do we have to make this ghusl after a person has a relationship with his family, his wife? Why do we have to make relationship? Why do we have to make ghusl? He would complain about that aspect often. So because of that dishappiness, because of that not being happy about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Pak had caused his body to be transferred out of Medina Sharif. So here we learn from this that how important it is for us to be happy with every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes we may think that we may be a resident of Medina Sharif, but there is no guarantee that we will be there. So this sort of thing we should be careful of, that we always be happy with every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Pak give us the tawfiq. Therefore ulama encourage us that this thing, we also read it in the morning dua. The reason we read it a little bit loud in the dua is so that we can learn these duas. And this should be read morning and evening. It is a very powerful dua, very important dua. Radina billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasoola wa nabiya. And we should read it also in evening, and also try and read it before we sleep and ponder over the meaning. That oh Allah Pak, I'm happy. The person is expressing, Allah Pak, I'm happy with whatever you have given me, whatever you have sent down upon me. I'm happy with your deen. I'm happy with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the messenger. This is a very great exclamation of a person's happiness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.